Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Riding in my Vic with bad intentions, with a thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride world cleaner, 22 inch flats, popping them beans. I had a 12 in the back and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow. Creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there. Let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, His Son, our Savior, God, His Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray all is well with you and your families, your loved ones, wherever you are on the four corners of God's beautiful earth. Let's pause and just give Him praise. Give Him the highest praise of hallelujah. We have gotten into another day, another month, and a whole new season, a new beginnings, a new revival, a new you, a new me, a new us. It's that time. Let's clear our hearts and minds as we go before the throne of God in prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Most gracious and merciful Father, Creator of all creation, we come before you, Yah, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, our Savior, the one who laid down his life to sacrifice for us. And we thank you and left his Holy Spirit to lead and guide us back to you, Father God. We say thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to step into a new month, to see another day, step into this new season of new beginnings, new revival, restoration, a new us, healing, comfort, strength, everything being renewed because of what we experience right now on this day of April 1st. They call it one thing, but we know what it means to you as we step into this new season. We thank you for all things created, all things and all blessings bestowed upon us and our families. We thank you for this ministry and all the things that you've allowed it to do. The visionary myself, I lay myself at your feet so that you can comfort and strengthen and heal and recover my mind, body, and soul in the name of your son, my savior. I thank you for all the things that you are doing with the Young Adults Talk Foundation, Breaking Chains Ministry, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, our young people, the Rotten Apple program. We just thank you for all things. We lift up our mentor and our overseer, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, and all that he's doing in his family. We lift up all the pastors and ministers and leaders of your church here in the earth, Father God, that are following after your son, that picked up the cross and accepted the calling and the choosing that you have put upon their life. When you say, I've chosen you, you didn't choose me. So we thank you for choosing us, and we thank you for leading and guiding us. Continue to bless us and strengthen us to trust in you with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we are trusting you so that you may direct our path. So right now, we thank you for this platform of this podcast as we continue to move forward in this media ministry, Lord God, that you blessed us with. So we ask that you send your blessings down. Let your Holy Spirit come forth right now and let Breaking Chains do what it's here to do and break chains from the enemy, the dark world. You say, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. So we welcome you in the presence right now. So we come together right now to greet you, to give you the honor, give you the glory, and give you all the praise as we salute you and bow down in the name of your only begotten Son, our Savior, filled with his Holy Spirit. All God's children all over the earth say amen, amen, and amen, because you've been good. Let's get ready to think about this thing and get real about it. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very beautiful moment right now. We got a very special guest with us here today, Kenny K. Love the Dream, you know what I mean? And he's going to bless us with what God has given him, you know what I'm saying? Wave your hands in the air. Hey, God has brought you out of anything. Sing along with us today.
Oh, Lord, you've been good to me.
I can't see you.
Stood by my side and kept me safe while I was in the street.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you've bestowed on me. Sometimes I wanna give up this fight, but you showed me such the light. Oh, it's alright. Oh, you've been good to me.
That's a fact, bruh. Got you was there when I didn't even ask for backup. Hey, times when I was about to act up, I know it was you that told me to put the strap up. I remember when I first started my rebelling. I was a church boy, look at me now, I'm a felon. And it's a blessing when I look back at your mercy and your grace for not correct. That should've killed me, took the pistols in my face. Hey, to your love, I can see no end. That's why I'm repping, got another man, it's C-O-N. And it don't matter how you see your win. You put your faith in Jesus Christ and brother, you gon' win. See, I'm a living witness. And it's my prayer that everybody listening get this. Ayy, gotta wash your dirty dishes. Give you new life and put you back in business. I know, cause he's been
good to me. Stood by my side and kept me safe while I was. Lord done save me.
can't speak for you, but he's been good to me. I tell you, it's time to suit up, put on your full armor, God, crank it up. It's time to break chains. The Special Assignment Podcast is signing on. You ready? You better make it plain. YAT Radio, let's get it.
He just gave it to me. When he gives him, I hit
the know that. You crazy.
Right down to make it plain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
I'm a visionary, get my vision. Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
What I be rapping is biblical. Not only that, it is spiritual. Man, I looked up and God saved a miracle. Elaine prayed for her son some odd years ago. It was Trinico, it was Riverside. Man, I'm Brookview and I'm Sharon Heights. I'm just trying to keep my head in the game. Tune in to God and I hear what he's saying. Told me write it down and make it plain. So I wrote it down, then I made it plain. Everything coming to fruition. Hoping to him, no longer wishing. Clear vision got me on a mission. I'm relentless, pay attention. If I believe, then I can succeed. I cross the street before I go overseas. They tried to cross me like they did Jesus. Cause I'm breaking bread and feeding my people. I just wanna see my seed sequel. Last days we living in so evil. Even so, Father, come quick. Son of man, can eat bone, live. Assess the situation. I've been meditating on my dreams lately. You can say I'm praying. I'ma say he's faithful. God broke the chain, turned the table in my favor. I'm spending truth, no fables. So honored to be at the table. He give it to me, I write it down. I hit the booth, then I relay it. Say he give it to me, I write it down. I go hit the booth and relay it.
I did.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Blessing of the Lord got me rich and I'm feeling good, no sorrow. He said I'm the head and not the tail, so I lean, I ain't gotta borrow. Living his lifestyle to the fullest every day, like no tomorrow. Epic X was miraculous signs and wonders, yeah, they go follow. Yeah, they go follow. No low life, I take the high road. I'm in the word like every day. Man, I'm on my knees when it's time to pray. Hands in the air when it's time to praise. The last days ain't got time to waste. No turban on my head, but I'm a priest. Medallion so big, expressing belief. Vision so clear, you can't help but see. Faith that move mountains and pirates seas. It all started with a mustard seed. I told you before, God'll make it grow. Said he opened the door, so why would they be closed? He snatched out the rags and replaced them with rose. He died on the Wednesday and Saturday rose. So glory to God. Hallelujah, if you're beefing with me, I ain't gotta shoot you. Set you beefing with me, I ain't gotta shoot you. Just pray for you, bet that'll do you. I'ma pray for you, bet that'll do you. I'ma pray for you. Yeah, I'ma pray for you. I bet that'll do you.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Write it down, make it plain.
I wrote it down and made it plain.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Shout out Big Brother Dre Williams, tightspots.org. Check him out and let his voice be on your work. How about that? All honor, glory, and praise. Shout out to God, our Father, God, his Son, our Savior, God, his Holy Spirit, our Comforter. And God bless you all out there. What's going on? Welcome back, Breaking Chains, Special Assignment Podcast. And shout out to our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. I am Pastor Rod, hanging out with you on this Monday. So thank you for turning us on tonight. Let me throw that disclaimer out there. I need to put this on a recording so we can play. You know, listen, Breaking Chains is all about what is called breaking chains from the world of darkness, evil, and everything that it represents. Simple as that, okay? How do we do that? We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use our shield of faith. And all you had to do was have the size of a mustard seed of faith. And we put on our breastplate of righteousness and strive to work towards that every day. And our helmet of salvation that we got through his love, grace, and his mercy, and his only begotten son. And the belt of truth, which we have to stand on, which is his word. And the boots of peace, because instead of all this killing, murder, all of the things that are going on, war and everything, is written in the word that is going to come to pass. So, you know what I'm saying, God's word is going to come to pass. But let's continue to pray without ceasing. Let's come in unity and form that community again and come together as neighbors in love and unity and prayer. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So let's get back to that. That's all Breaking Chains is about. You know, it's not what they say we are. You know, you listen and you hear the sternness, you hear the radicalness, you hear the upfront, you hear the truth most importantly. And the thing about it is that you hear the word of the Most High. And he says that his word is alive and active today now, not just yesterday, but today, tomorrow, and forevermore. It ain't going to never change. But he say it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It's supposed to cut you open. It's supposed to rip you open and expose the content and everything that's in your mind through your heart. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to understand that. And it starts with me as the overseer. You understand what I'm saying? As not the overseer, but the visionary and the pastor and the leader and the shepherd of this ministry. Our overseer, I thank you, Holy Spirit, is Dr. Kim. So my thing is that understand what we're all about, because we're not against the church, because I am the church. If you accepted, listen, if you accepted Christ as your only, as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You're the church, because he is the word, and the word is in you, right? Because you say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because that means wherever you are, if you're his child, he is always with you, and the word is always with you, because he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The problem came in when you got upset when the word came in the flesh in the earth as the only begotten son, because God had to leave his throne to come here to save a disobedient people. So see, let's get into the show. Breaking Chains. Special assignment podcast. Pastor Rod, what's up? 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and give me a call and get involved in the conversation. blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. Check us out. And I was asking for the last couple of weeks, like, what's the plan? What's the plan? What's your plan? What is your plan? What is your plan for you, for your family, for your community, for your business? You know what I'm saying? For the church, for the people. What's your plan? Do you have a plan? Because see, a lot of people are stuck on the plan of the me, myself, and I plan. And the enemy out there is stuck on the 2030 agenda, the New World Order, as they say, the Illuminati, the 1%, the trillion billionaires, and all of the so-called people behind the scenes taking over the world and all of these things that are going on. So tonight, I just want to ask you, do you not care about all of that? Do you not care about all of that? Because I see everything that's going on. You see it on TV. It is everywhere. Social media is everywhere. And the thing about it is that you got in your mind that it ain't real. It's just a conspiracy. Why don't you go do some research yourself instead of letting all of these people tell you what you need to believe or not to believe, and get into it and study for yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Listen. Last week you were celebrating Palm Sunday and leading up to Resurrection. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that in the earth today, you still see the same thing going on today. Palm Sunday, everybody got the palms at the church. We in God's house, you know, giving out the palms and everything. And then through the week, as we lead up to the day that you celebrate based on man's calendar of his death, his crucifixion, you know, his resurrection, you know what I'm saying, and him ascending, you know, preparing it and getting us together to prepare for his Holy Spirit to overtake us. Listen, what did you do? What were you paying attention to? Do you not care? Do you not care to do the research and get into the trueness of what everything means when you say that you accepted everything when it came to his crucifixion, his resurrection? You know what I'm saying? And his ascension to heaven? And his Holy Spirit being sent back and being taken upon you? Do you believe that? Because the scripture lets us know in 2 Corinthians that therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So can you believe that yesterday you celebrated all of this and you say Easter Sunday, but you saw more bunnies and eggs and candy and all of this than you heard about the word. Everybody's celebrating. Okay. But today is a new month, the first day of it in the new year. So we just started. Isn't that amazing how we started a new month, a new season, and this is the season of new life, new beginnings, you know what I'm saying? The plants, the flowers, the trees, you know what I'm saying? You, me, oh my God, listen, who is him? Our Savior, you know what I'm saying? Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And then doing the research, I'm not going to get into names because he knows where our hearts are. So we call him Jesus. He know we ain't talking to the dark. We talking to the light. So it's not, it's just about teaching the truth. And that's a process. You know, we don't learn everything overnight. You know, God gives everyone gifts. But most important, once you receive him as your Lord and Savior, you understand what I'm saying? You're filled with his Holy Spirit, and that means that when you test the Spirit by the Spirit, it's his Spirit that's in control, if that's what you truly accept. And that's why he tells us to lean not to our own understanding, because we'll do it. And we have to really be willing to be like Paul when the apostle said in Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't that what you celebrated yesterday? So do you not care what's going on around you? Do you not care what's going on just in your home? Do you not care what's going on with your children, your family? You understand? The assistance that is supposed to be there for us as a people. Where is it? Do you not care? But when some all hell busts loose, you got your cameras out and you all involved. Why we not constantly talking to the school system and questioning the things that our children are not learning? Huh? Huh? You understand? Why we're not questioning the false prophets that are misinforming our people? Huh? Why we're not questioning the leadership of law enforcement that are abusing their powers given once they take their oath? Huh? Why we're not questioning the things that the doctors are not doing? And telling the truth to the patients, huh? Why do we let Big Pharma eliminate the trueness of what God's word has told us to do? That his vegetables and his fruit and his things of the earth and the herbs that he gave us. Why we're not questioning that so that we can be healed by him, because that's his. He told us. So you letting these false prophets allow you to question God. The healing powers is just in you accepting his word and following his word and his commandments, all of us. Huh? Why we're not questioning the politicians Why we don't have free health care? Why you taking out Social Security? Why you not taking care of the veterans? Why there's so much homelessness? Why there's so many people just go, you know, hungry and living on the streets and need supplies to survive? People on the streets. Why is that? And you got billions of dollars to send all overseas, but people right here on the soil that you walk on, you in your cave, but I understand. But people that you're paying all these bills, we paying for everything overseas. We paying for everything that you live in. We paying for the square footage that you walk on. We paying for the car you driving. We paying for the security that protects you from us, and we need to be having them over here protecting us from you. You ain't hear me? Because see, you too busy worrying about how I'm delivering it instead of hearing the deliverance in the message. That's what it's all about. If the teacher, the preacher, the messenger don't have a message and a purpose of his message and a who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how in the message, what's the purpose of it? If the people don't get an understanding from it, what did it accomplish? So you have to come so people can understand. Listen, if I'm going fishing, I'm a fisher of men. So that means I have to fish with the bait that I know that you can understand and nibble on and bite on and catch your attention. See, in our streets today, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? a lot of people not, let me say it this way, so you won't get offended. I don't intentionally try to offend anyone. But see, there are a lot of people doing a lot of damage and darkness in the streets than people bringing the light to the streets. Did you get what I said? Did it go over your head? See, because see, listen, I done been in that lifestyle. I done been in that world. You know what I'm saying? I understand that world, man. I don't disrespect nobody in that world. I did that, been that, done that. So they have to see you as a testimony so that God could get his glory through you from where you have been, and they know you've been there. They know you've been in the gutter. They know you've been in the swamp. They know you. Let me tell you something. They know you've been in hard knocks. But see, you know, the prophet Isaiah say, you know, remember not the former things, nor to consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Huh? Are you listening? I know you hear me. You got ears. You probably already clicked it off, but that's okay. But he said, those that have ears, let them hear. So that means that if you hear, that means that if you have ears and you're paying attention, you are listening and you can absorb. Because see, Colossians tells us that we should not lie to one another, seeing that we have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator. He ain't lie. He said, who is God is a man who cannot lie, and who's a son of man who does not have to repent. Repentance means that you sin. He took all of our sin away and was made clean. Once he cleaned us up and was cleaned up, made anew, and defeated hell, everything, did all these great things for us. You understand what I'm saying? And what I don't get is that we act as though we don't care. We act as though we don't care. You know, and the thing about it is that that's affecting our children, our you know what I'm saying, our generations yet to come. And it's like you don't care. You know, the things that are going on and the unfortunate, listen, here's the unfortunate. A lot of people want to stand up and get the attention that, you know, this was my idea or you know, this or that, instead of all of us coming together. What's wrong with us coming together? We all have gifts. You understand what I'm saying? We need to bring all of our gifts and our knowledge and our wisdom and our education, all of these degrees and titles that you got. We need to all come together and get our community and our people on one accord. You over there hanging out with Billy Bob and them, you know what I'm saying? Then coming over here, you know what I'm saying, listening to what the brothers talking about, and then going back, taking it over there to Billy Bob and them, talking about, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, your boys down there, you know, and you laughing and giggling. Man, please. Man, please. Second Timothy already told me about you. Second Timothy told me, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Boy, look here. If you into the truth, you understand. He told us that y'all gonna be lovers of self, y'all gonna be lovers of money, y'all gonna be proud and arrogant, abusive, disobedient. Listen, children gonna be disobedient to their parents, even some of your old heads that's got your parents still living. You understand? Ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I said something then, huh? Having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. He told me to avoid such people. So you mad at me because I don't want to hang out with you no more. But God already told me who you are, what you are, and who you belong to. So get away from you. Oh, he think he did that, 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 that. Man, please. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And just because you don't like it, it's, you know, that's what happens in the earth. It's being proven. But let me tell you something. Breaking chains is standing up on the power of the Most High. Standing up on the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? Period. He told me in St. Matthew that therefore stay awake. For you do not know on what day your Lord is coming, but know this. Know this now, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night, let me say something, that the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. I'm just saying. What are we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Do you not care? Do you not care? You know, why are we ignoring this? Why are we ignoring the signs of the enemy right before us? You know, in the book of Romans, it asks us, like, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Listen, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized in Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Come on. We need to comfort and support each other. This is not an easy journey. It wasn't easy for Christ. Why are you expecting the golden road? You have to give in order to receive. Faith without works is dead. Works without faith is also dead. So if you're not seeking ye, listen, he say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things we add to you. So it's about how you got it going. Seriously. it's all about that. Because the book of Galatians lets us know, but now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? You observe days and months and seasons and years, but you won't observe him. That's the problem. We won't worship and pray and observe him. We want to do everything else, but don't put him first. You want everything, but won't give him everything. We won't give our all. You understand what I'm saying? So of course it's going to be a problem. Because the book of Ephesians let us know to put on the new self created after the likeness of God means that we have to put on true righteousness and holiness. Because, listen, because if we're not in true righteousness and holiness, guess what? We'll find ourselves in this situation here where he tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And then he asks you, what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Huh? What fellowship has light with darkness? Huh? What accord has Christ with Belial, the enemy? Huh? Listen. Of what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? Man, he asking us questions. Listen now. He said, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He said, therefore, go out from their midst. Be separate from them. Touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord God Almighty. Huh? Do you not care about that? Being a son of God, being a daughter of God. Always got you in his grasp, never leaving nor forsaking. Do we not care? Listen, man, let me tell you something. See, I care. This is what I care about. I care about the well-being and the souls of mankind. You understand what I'm saying? For us to, being able to see and hear and feel and touch and accept the love, the grace and mercy of the Most High, who gave his only begotten son, who everybody got out and did something yesterday on as you say, Resurrection Sunday. You understand what I'm saying? You drive around, you see people all out in the yard partying, doing all these kind of things. You see Easter bunnies, you see Easter eggs. I ain't seen no posters of the Most High. I didn't see any of these things. I didn't hear these things. I didn't see them. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure they did it. But let me tell you something. We need to make sure that we are teaching the truth. We're teaching our children to put a bunny with our Savior, to put candy and an egg with our Savior. If you're going to put an egg, are you explaining what an egg means when it comes to life? You understand? Are you explaining the truth behind an egg and a man coming together? Are you explaining the egg of the Holy Spirit that was put into Mary? You understand what I'm saying? Are you explaining that so they can start learning now at a young age? Or are you just filling them up with candy so you can go sit over there, put the jumper out there, put this out there so you can go over there and hang out and drink and party? I know all about that, man. Been that, done that. I ain't trying to call out nobody. You do what you do. What I'm saying is that we got to come together, man, to do it better. So we could train up our children in the way they should go. So when they are older, they will not depart from it. You understand what I'm saying? Generation after generation after generation. Do you not care? Do you not care where your seed is going, where it is expanding, how it's growing? You know what I'm saying? Is it growing in the light or is it growing in the darkness? Is it being pulled downwards or is it sprouting outwards and upwards? Which way are you going? It's God or nothing. Drew tells you all the time, it's G-O-N, baby. God or nothing. What are we going to do? Do you not care? You know what I'm saying? You know, I cry out to the Father every day, all day, all night till I fall asleep. He hear my heart. He see my tears. He feel my pain. He hear my cry. When I can't open my mouth, he hear it. He see it. He knows it. He knows my thoughts, my feelings. You understand what I'm saying? He knows that I need him. Every hour. Let me say, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, I need him. Oh, how I need. So many will turn back on you and walk away, but will never leave nor forsake us. And I am here to just declare and testify that I can personally say it is the truth. It's the truth. He's always there. You know, he said all you got to do is just call on me. All you got to do is ask. Knock. Come to him. Open your heart. Receive him. It's there already. We don't want to get to the place where, you know, as men that we open up. Listen, do you not care what I'm saying, man? Listen. We have to learn how to be men of God. We ain't got no point to prove about being men of the streets or men of hard knocks, man. All black men been through that. Every black man walking this earth. Let me say it this way. Every man of color walking on this earth have been through hard knocks just because of who he is. So scratch that off your bucket list. You've accomplished that. You've achieved that. You don't have to prove that to anybody anymore. That's a done deal right there on this day right here. You hear me? Huh? We done with that, man. We're a new creation. Listen, we're in a new season. It's our season. It's time for new beginnings. Whatever it is that you have in your heart, is your heart's desire, God will grant it to you. Just get right with it. But it's time. You see a lot of things going on in the earth that we talked about. You go back in some of our old podcasts and listen. They're happening. People think we just crazy over here. Let me just say it this way. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They think I'm crazy. You understand? Let me tell you something. As a man of color, all of us throw it off. Because what was handed down to us. You understand what I'm saying? See, a strong man ain't got nothing to do with having muscles and everything. A strong man has everything to do with living under the power and the will and the spirit of the Most High. Yeah. You hear me? Being able to use his intelligence, his knowledge, and his wisdom so that he gain all understanding in every situation to know that he has to pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. He knows that he has to trust in the Lord with all his heart and lean not to his own understanding. And in all his ways, everything that he do, and God see it anyway, he will acknowledge him and he'll direct his path. See, a true woman of God, see, she ain't got to be sitting up there in the pulpit. She ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying? Long as she is a disciple, a servant of the Most High. You understand what I'm saying? Letting her light so shine, sprinkling her and being the salt of the earth, spreading the good news of the gospel. You hear what I'm saying? Doing what she's supposed to do. See, a lot of times, you understand, generations hand off the wrong, you understand, with the wrong call on the field. See, the wrong call get called on the field, and the ball, the players run in the wrong direction where it's supposed to go, where all the protection was. They ran where they were unprotected. So the call didn't work. What are you talking about, man? What you talking about? Listen to what I'm saying. If we get back to the plan that the prophet Jeremiah told us, that God told, for I know the plan that I have for you, says the Lord. And the thing that stands out, he says, for, you know, he going to bless us. He going to give us all of the greatness and goodness. He, you know, plan to prosper. You understand? But not to harm us. We harming ourselves. And you act like you don't care about that. You'd rather film it and put it on social media than to get between it and try to stop it or start praying. All in for subsistence instead of feeding everybody, exposing everyone. If you read the word of God, it talks about you. You have no place in heaven. You know, when you're spreading stuff like that, that's a gossip. I ain't saying nothing. I just posted a video. You gossiping. You spreading dirt and evilness. That's evil. That's dark. Ain't nothing good about that. What's good about that? Huh? Hey man, it's time for you to take the shackles off. You've already been freed. You say you served yesterday, Resurrection Sunday, and believe in Easter in Christ. So you're supposed to be free. Act like it. We break the chains. YAT Radio, break chains.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my deepest is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that come to priority, see on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the same like a crypt throwing C's up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Pulling me down, no, no. Not even no devil son of being down, no, no. Yeah, oh, cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles son of me down, no. Ain't no shackles son of me now, no, no. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Not even no devil holding me now. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down, no, no. No, 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 no. Ain't no shackles.
look on them and down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles on them and down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles on them and down. No.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all honor, glory, and praise to the Most High Yah. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. His only begotten Son, our Savior. God, Holy Spirit, our Comforter, man. I tell you, all over the earth, man, I pray everything is well with you, man. Let me tell you something. We all go through something. We all have situations. We all have things that we have to face. He told us trials and tribulations will come, pain and suffering. He said they hated me first, so you know they're going to hate you. So if you follow after him, you picked up your cross and followed after him, and everyone came together on one accord to celebrate those that did celebrate his crucifixion, his life, you know, his resurrection and his ascension to heaven, you know what I'm saying, filled with his Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of God's children walking in the earth. And I'm not talking about just his creation. I'm talking about his children through his only begotten Son that were reconciled back to him. So I'm talking about my brothers and sisters through my Savior. You understand what I'm saying? Through my Waymaker. You understand through you know what I'm saying? Through the one that sent his Holy Ghost down here to be upon me so I could carry him wherever I go. You understand what I'm saying? So all I'm saying to you is that, you know, we need to stand up and represent the kingdom of God. To be able to do that properly, we have to make sure that we are decent and in order according to what he said that we're supposed to be and do. It's written. It's already written. And the thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying, we act like we want to forget or not pay attention. He told us in the last days there will come times of difficulty. You understand? He said that, you know, that in later times some would depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. You understand? He said the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Do you not care? Are you paying attention? I'm just saying. He said immediately after the tribulation in St. Matthew of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. The power of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see him coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Are you prepared for that? Do you not care? So, you know, I'm wanting to come on tonight, man, and hang out with you, you know, and just ask you, do you not care? Are you not paying attention to the things that are going on around us? Do you not care about our children killing each other and being murdered every day in the streets? Like savages. Are we not concerned? Do you not care that God has already said that my people, he ain't say them, he say my people perish for the lack of knowledge because they reject the knowledge. And see, when we reject him, when we reject the knowledge, the word, we reject him. And when we reject him, that means that there's going to be consequences. And he told us, he say, you know what I'm saying, since you rejected me, your children will suffer. I don't know about you, our children are suffering in the streets. The lawlessness is being increased and the love of many will grow cold. That's what the scripture says. Well, you know, do you not care? The thing about it is that you get upset and he lets us know that all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, and for correction and for training in righteousness. Hey, man, we got to get on one accord. He told you in the last days these scoffers will come, scoffing, following their own sinful desires. So, you know, you seeing what he says again in St. Matthew, that nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And he say all these are but the beginning of the birth pains. You understand? Man, come on. Do you not care? So, you know, all he asks us to do is repent and be baptized. Every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Yahshua HaMashiach, for the forgiveness of our sins, and we'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Period. You know. But the thing is that the time has come when a lot of people will not endure sound teaching. They don't like what I'm saying. Don't want to hear it. It's the word. That's all I'm giving you, the word. It's sound teaching. The scripture talks about it. But it says, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, desires, and needs. What you want to hear? You around here looking all godliness, but you denying his power. You ain't got the faith. You ain't got the trust being a false prophet, a false teacher. Somebody, I'm just talking to the ones. You understand what I'm saying? Looking good, smelling good, driving good, living good, but you living in the dark, appearing godly. You always learning, getting all these degrees, but you ain't never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. That's what the scriptures say. Ooh, you ain't like that. Listen now. 2 Timothy says, you're always learning, but never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Let me tell you something. As for me, I'm not perfect. I have to go by Acts 20 when he tells me to pay careful attention to myself and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made me an overseer, a pastor, a visionary, a shepherd, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. So I got to take it serious. I got to. When you say, who shall go? I say, send me, I'll go. So listen, it's up to you what you're going to do. But do you care? Because the thing about it is, if you don't care and you turned everything off in you, listen. You shall read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And understand. You understand what I'm saying? And know what it means. And he said, it shall come pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, thou God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. The blessing shall come on thee, overtake thee. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall the fruit of the ground, of the cattle. the increase of thy kin, flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. What? Blessed be thy coming in, and blessed shall be thy good. She shall call thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten by thy feet. But against thee when flee before these seven ways. What? Huh? And the blessings upon thee in the storehouses. Set us thy hand unto and shall bless thee. What? Hope people is sent sworn unto thee if thou keep the commandments of God and walk in peace. All people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. They shall be afraid of thee. You better read it. I'm blessed in a city. I'm blessed in a... You know that song? I'm blessed when I come, when I go. Okay. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And all you evil tongues trying to be smite against me and spit words of evil against me. Back at you. Because vengeance is his. He got it. I love you anyway. I'm just saying. Get it right, man. You don't know how to get it right? You understand? Study the word. Study to show yourself approved. Stop letting everybody direct you. Be led by the Spirit of the Most High, and he'll lead you in the right direction. Because once you accept him, Ezekiel told us that he will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, all your idols he will cleanse you from. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. We have to pick up our cross and follow after him. We were made in his image after his own likeness. Do you not care? What's up? Let's get it right. I mean, we just breaking chains. I'm Pastor Rod, hanging out, special assignment podcast. Do you not care? Tell a friend about us, man. Don't get mad at us. Just study your word. You'll see that everything that we're giving is sound doctrine. The word. The truth. Because our Savior Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through me. So we honor him. He has so many names that he's called in so many different languages. So I can't call his name in some other language that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I was born in America, so I know the English language, and I'm learning the Hebrew of Yahuwah, you know what I'm saying, which is our creator. You know what I'm saying? Yahushua, you know, Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, you know, the Ruach, Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying? So different things I'm studying and doing my research. And, you know, I do a lot of reading every day. You should do it too. We should exercise. We should eat the proper foods, drink the proper juices and the herbs of the earth, the fruit and vegetables of the earth. Cleanse our body, fast, and get ourselves in order mentally, physically, and spiritually. It's time to do that. You know what I'm saying? We are in a strange situation in the earth right now. It's strange to some, but those that are believers understand what is going on, and some that are still trying to learn. But let's be who we're called to be, disciples, to go out and baptize all the nations, all the people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and bring them to the word and bring them in so that he can be lifted up. He said when he's lifted up, he'll draw men unto him. So let's get on our assignment. Let's do what we're supposed to do. We all have a special assignment that is appointed to us and anointed on us, and we're chosen for. You understand what I'm saying? So get on your assignment. You know what I'm saying? My assignment may assist your assignment. Your assignment may assist my assignment. You know what I'm saying? I can assist everybody's assignment by coming on the podcast, just talking about what we need to do to make a better neighborhood and to bring it back to out of the hood to the neighborhood and bring it back to the community. You understand? In the community, there's unity. So let's get back to that. We got to do it. It got to be some breaking chains taking place. It got to be some real men men and women of God standing up, praying out to the Most High, crying out for their communities, their homes, their families. It's time. Do you not care about that? You say that you celebrated Easter and all of this. You believe in resurrection and the crucifixion and everything that he took on for us. If you believe in it, we got to act like it. We got to live like it. We got to talk like it. You understand what I'm saying? We got to take on his image. We got to be like his likeness. We got to do the things that he did. You know what I'm saying? Preach and teach the word. Bring the gospel to the people. That's what all this is about, man. Loving one another, showing meekness and long suffering and patience. Where's it at? You don't love me. You say it, but you don't show it. You understand? Love is an action. He died on the cross. You say you just believed in that. Do you not care what it really means? Or you just listen to what you was told? You understand? Say, gain some knowledge and wisdom so you can get an understanding what the truth is and what a lie is, what a truth looks like, what a lie looks like. You need to know if you're going to walk down that narrow path to get to him. That narrow road is the most bumpiest, dangerous road that was ever created, because it's the road to him. Why is it so bumpy and dangerous? Because those snipers of the enemy, those killers of darkness, you understand what I'm saying? Those treacherous imps, you understand? Potholes of fire, things set up for you to not make it to your destination. You understand? Where you keep looking to the hills, though, from which cometh your help, because all your help comes from the Lord. Don't you take your eye off the prize. You understand what I'm saying? You better get your eye off that love of money. That's what's got you distracted. All of these booties and things jumping around, these men in fly cars and all of this, smoking and drinking and partying and doing all these kind of crazy things, but you ain't paying attention to the signs of the Most High that he's giving you. So I'm asking you, do you not care about your salvation? Do you not care about your soul? Do you not care about the sacrifice that was made for you to breathe today in this new season, this new month, this new time of this year? So get your minds right. You better start caring. You better care, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life with him. So I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're saying, but I'm going to continue to strive every day to follow after him, to give my heart to him, to just do all that I can, that I have, that he has blessed me with, to be a kingdom builder, a chain breaker, a devil head buster. You understand what I'm saying? That's who we are. We break a chain because we ain't playing with you no more. You better get your mind right because we coming. It's time to break chains. Y-A-T. G-G-O-O-N.
Let's go. G-G-O-O-N. Let's go. You know what time it is.
O-O-N.
Let's go. Everything in the room, you was in the real view. I'm moving forward.
More playing around.
Already the kind of the culture.
No more playing around.
Too much to lose.
Around.
Too much to gain, you know what I'm talking about.
Ain't no more playing around.
Everybody on your feet, let's go.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right. Had to go down just to make me see the line. Been in the county on the way to prison, ain't for me. Open your mouth, believe in your heart and you receive.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right.
Living in a world of sin, getting caught up in a world of sin. Posting on the block just to make a knot, making money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil players. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeating the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the light is gonna be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing no ground, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it drugs. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your waist. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that it's war up in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers could be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in the room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon, I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the lower side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that holy water, gone. Off that holy water, cleansed by the divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around.
Yeah.
Ain't no more playing around.
Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on it.
Ain't no more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live right. At the cooldown, just to make you see the light.
See the light.
Been in the county, on the way to prison, ain't for me. Open your mouth, believe in your heart.
I'm so serious.
Ain't no more playing around.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? Oh, shouts, honor, glory, and praise. Oh, man, shouting it out from the mountaintop. God Father, God Son, God Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, man, seriously, do you not care about what's going on? I need you to get your, you know, get 10 toes down for the kingdom, man. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. You know, you celebrated resurrection. It was all over social media, everywhere. I saw it with my own eyes. So I know that you got something that you were doing that for. There was a purpose for it. So you need to evaluate the purpose of what all that was for last week and where you stand with that. Are you on the side of the light or the side of the darkness? He said to everybody that scream out the name, Lord, Lord, that won't enter into heaven. Just because you worship in his name and you healed in his name and you anointed oil and laid healing hands, and you know what I'm saying? Listen, you got out and did all this, but your heart wasn't with it. You didn't really know him. So since you didn't know him, he didn't know you, and he tells you right there, listen, he says, he would say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, I never knew you. So evaluate yourself before you start evaluating everybody else, because you are not one to judge. You don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in. You can't make decisions for nobody's life. You barely can make decisions for your own life. So understand what I'm saying? You can't decide whether or not you're going to breathe tomorrow. Do you think about that? Do you not care? Stop letting people lead you down that dark path that you can't never come back from until you confess and repent and just know who your Lord, the Lord and King of Kings is. Breaking Chains is all about that, man. It's just being an encouragement and a help and an open mic and a supportive path back to light, being a light ourselves so that you can see, because we needed help. I need help every day. I call on him. I need his help every day. You know, as a shepherd, as a pastor, as a leader, it's not easy. All over there, it's not easy for them. The ones that's living the lavish life and pretending like they got it just going on, maybe they do, because their heart ain't in it. Because if their heart is in it, they should be crying every night, praying every night, all day, every day, heart heavy. Because guess what? They see all the destruction going on around. I'm just speaking for me right now. There's a message in everything. My daddy taught me nothing just happens. Everything happens for a reason. Pay attention. What's the reason? Do you know your assignment? Do you know the path that you're on? Do you know the plans that he has for you? Or have you ignored it? What's the plan? Do you not care? That's what I got for you tonight. Hey, man, we break a chain, special assignment podcast. Check our podcast out, man. Tomorrow night we'll be with our overseer and our mentor, the pastor, Dr. Levert Kemp, and History Talk. and the students of the United Theological Seminary in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, UTS. They'll be on and be giving you knowledge and wisdom so you can gain an understanding about true history. That's tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here. Okay, so check us out. You all over the world, wherever you are, hey, take a minute and send us a check of money order to the Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama, 36670. And yes, we are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation. Or we have a Cash App right now. We're getting other things set up and, you know, rebuilding our website. So we have a donation button on there. All those great things are coming in the process and works right now. And, you know, everything happens in God's time. So we just, you know, just continue to move forward. Don't forget Cash App, $YATLIVE, all capital letters, $YATLIVE. And don't forget, man, just bless us. You know, it's up to you. But we love you, and there's nothing you can do about that. Continue to tell a friend about a friend and listen to us. Check us out. Listen to some of our old podcasts and see what we're all about. Because it's all about just bringing concerns that are given to us and bringing them to the community. Given to me that God puts in my spirit that I have to bring to you. He gives it to me first, so I have to bring it to you too. So he speaks to me, then he tells me what to bring to you. So that's what this podcast is all about. It's not about me. It's about him getting the glory. It's about him getting the recognition. It's about him being put into your hearts and you breaking chains from the darkness of evil. Let us pray. Most gracious and merciful Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come into your presence through your Holy Spirit of your only begotten Son, our Christ, our Savior. We thank you for the opportunity for those that are the four corners of the earth that had the opportunity to listen live or through a download or however. We just thank you for them. We love them all over the earth. There's nothing they can do about it. We ask for peace in the homes and comfort and strength. Those that are in other countries going through war, the war that here where I live in the USA, the war of spiritual that is taking place, the war of the flesh that others are fighting that don't know you, Father God. Bring them to your knowledge that they will come to you, Father God. Put them on your minds, Lord God, that someone out there, and you already know who it is, that is seeking you. We pray that they find that light to seek you out, that marvelous light out of that dark world that you called us out of. Father God, we lift up this ministry of Breaking Chains Media. We lift up Young Adults Talk. We lift up the Williams Firm Elite. We lift up Hills Handy Hands. We lift up the Williams Group. We lift up Sacred Words Ministry. We lift us all up to you right now. Our leaders, the heads, our family, loved ones, even the enemies, Lord God, that are out there lost seeking you. We just pray that you just cover us with your Holy Spirit. Lead and guide us as we would dwell in your kingdom and in your heavens forever. For all eternity, and all God's children give you highest praise of hallelujah, and all we say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, and just know that we through praying, you refuse the devil, call on the name of Christ. He say Jesus, listen, yeah, Yahshua, call on his name, and the devil has to flee. We love you, ain't nothing you can do about that. Break chains with us. We YAG Radio. Peace.
Breakthrough, looking for my breakthrough, my breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
I just came out of season of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up. Don't go weary in your well doing. Just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping. He said it creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord. Battle with the sword and always stand tall.
Stand tall,
yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why
talking, look, I love them for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no mattress, I'm a spoken in here. Yeah.
Let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
God is making me a man,
hey.
And I don't have to stress.
No.
When trouble come my way, I'll just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression,
no.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome,
yeah.
Patience to run this race,
yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all,
yeah.
That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing,
hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you,
yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
No.
And I tell ya, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause yeah. I let the devil steal my joy,
yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.